1420 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The South Carolina Senate passed a ban on most abortions after around 6 weeks of pregnancy.
It is the second time South Carolina has approved a six-week abortion ban since Roe v. Wade was overturned. But the state Supreme Court overturned it because it violated the state constitution's right to privacy. Loyola Law Professor Jessica Levinson explains.
Because the language of the bill is different and because the composition of the state Supreme Court has changed, that they'll have better luck with this particular bill.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has said he will sign it into law. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Wednesday marks 1 year since the massacre at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, when an 18-year-old gunman killed 19 students and two teachers.
Crosses now surround the main fountain in the Uvalde town square, one for every victim of the school shooting. Berlinda Areola visited her granddaughter, Amory Jo Garza's cross, one last time before the anniversary.
It's a roller coaster of emotions. It's sad, angry, frustrated.
Angry at police for waiting 77 minutes before engaging the gunman, and at lawmakers for blocking gun reform she lobbied for.
We fight for the 21 unheard voices. We're also fighting for the survivors and those that we have still at home, that our children, our grandchildren that are still in school.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Uvalde, Texas.
A deadly standoff in Nash, Texas. Police say the 18-year-old suspect was barricaded in a house, saying he was going to harm his family and himself. He eventually came out, but four victims were found dead inside. They all appear to be related. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell with a message about the ongoing debt ceiling negotiations.
I think everybody needs to relax. The last 10 times we raised the debt ceiling, there were things attached to it. This is not that unusual.
Memorial Day weekend is almost here, the unofficial kickoff to the summer travel season. And AAA spokesperson Iika Diaz tells us it's going to be a busy one on the roads. And
the most impressive figure is that nearly 3.4 million travelers are expected to be flying to their destinations. And we are projecting that to be a pre-pandemic number. So that's going to be an increase of 5% over the number of people we saw flying in 2019.
And would you pay to use your office microwave? A Reddit user posted a pic of a sign allegedly from a hospital break room where workers are charged $2 to heat up their hot pockets. It was on a subreddit site called Mildly Infuriating, where people share pictures of things that annoy them. The forum has more than 5.7 million members. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
With summer savings at the Home Depot, we have laundry appliances that just fit. Fit your space, fit your needs, and fit your budget. Like a new LG laundry set with 6 motion technology, using different wash motions to get clothes cleaner. And sensor dry to automatically adjust drying time, all making laundry quicker, cleaner, and easier on your clothes. Save up to 30% on select appliances, plus up to $100 off select laundry sets at the Home Depot. Pricing valid May 18th through June 7th, 2023. U.S. only. See store online for details.
This is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. Every year, investors lose money because they trade on emotions and hearsay instead of data. But there's a solution. StockCharts.com, the leading online charting tool that experts and disciplined traders have used for over 20 years. You can do the same. Go to StockCharts.com for a free 30-day trial. Pick the stocks and indexes you want to track, review historical data, spot the trends, then make informed decisions and invest with confidence. Go to StockCharts.com and start your free trial today.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, May 24th. In Wood County, the McMillan Memorial Library Nominating Committee will meet at 10 a.m. at the library. The City of Nakusa will hold their Board of Review meeting at the Council Chambers at 5. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. at the Portage County LEC Training Room. The Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 in Annex Conference Room 5. Stevens Point will hold their Board of Review meeting at 9 a.m. in the City Conference Room on Strongs Avenue. In Adams County, the ARPA Workgroup will meet from 9 to 11 at the Adams County Courthouse. Tomorrow is the Open House Meet and Greet at Love Inc., 710 20th Avenue South in Rapids. Stop in from 2 to 6:30 to check out Love Inc. and meet the new Executive Director, Eric Hambrook. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows level off around 51 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 63. 38 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 66. 73 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. On this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics. Please allow me to introduce myself. Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm calling this the... Thank God it's Monday edition. How you doing, little buddy?
Wow. Hey, man. I'm doing fantastic. Great to see you on this gorgeous Monday here in Milwaukee. Evan, working the board, our fair audience. Another wonderful week coming up to the holiday weekend, man. I am stoked.
I don't know why we're always so thankful for the weekends. I do a hell of a lot of yard work and cleaning and stuff, man.
Yeah, you got to keep moving, man. Keep moving, Crudy.
I did. I'm showing my age. I feel my stiffness in my back mostly.
Yeah.
Did some mulching, thatching.
Yeah, man. Now, did you go get the bags of mulch or did you get like some delivered?
Oh, no. Crudy carried the mulch. In fact, I bought a new dolly at the store just to make it easier to get it from the car to the backyard. Well, you know, my wife's accumulating stuff for the garage, apparently, so I thought she could use the dolly at the house.
Well, you got a lot of room in that garage. You don't need a car, man. You got the dolly.
18 bags of mulch, 5 bags of soil, and a stiff back, Dom. And I didn't even do most of the work. Saturday, my wife out there working her ass off. She, at no point did she state an intent to do lawn work on Saturday. And by Sunday night, she's bragging, yeah, I did like 22 hours of lawn work. I'm like, who asked you to? I mean, my neighbor, Ken and Claudia, they were out in the yard yesterday, and they're like, well, apparently she caught you, because then Sunday I got stuck doing my share of lawn work. And I said, yeah, Saturday I was actually cleaning the inside of the house, you know, trying to be domesticated because I'm watching my wife work outside and I wanted no part. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, man, washing some dishes doesn't seem like a half bad job right about now.
She looks like she's working pretty hard out there. Go, hon.
Yard work.
Well, it's a beautiful weekend, though, man. I mean, you don't mind doing a little work when it's sunny and 75 out, do you?
I always mind doing a little work, Tom. Inherently lazy. Lazy. You know, in terms of physical, laboriously.
Physically, sort of. Not mentally, physically.
You don't see any calluses in these hands.
No, you have such soft, smooth hands, man. You and Trump, very soft.
At least they're not small like yours. Dom, let's talk about the working men and women right here in the great state of Wisconsin. You know, there's some great news out, and I'd like to go to the reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner, Eric Gunn. Construction, manufacturing helped drive record job growth. reduce unemployment in April. Well, we're now into May, but, you know, it's a trailing thing. So for the second consecutive month, Wisconsin broke new records in April for low unemployment and new job creation, the State Labor Department reported Thursday. That was under Governor Scott Walker, right?
Yeah, 200,000 jobs, at least. That's the floor. The minimum. Oh, wait.
250,000 jobs.
Oh, 250. Oh, my apologies.
Didn't get there in 8 years. This is a new job record for the state, said Dennis Winters, chief economist for the Department of Workforce Development. That's under Democratic Governor Tony Evers.
Yes, the Democratic governor.
It's amazing how that works.
Weird.
The state counted more than 3 million jobs in April, a gain of 51,500 from a year ago, and 9,600 jobs ahead of the number recorded at the peak in the early 2020, just before the COVID-19 pandemic. So we are at peak jobs in the state of Wisconsin's history.
We gained everything back.
Most reported jobs. We've beyond COVID. More than 2.6 million of the jobs in April were in the private sector, 41,900 more than a year ago. So again, also very good. Wisconsin counted 12,200 people employed in April, an increase of over 14,000 over March, 14,000 in a month. I mean, Scott Walker had years where we didn't gain 14,000 jobs in the state of Wisconsin. The unemployment rate dropped to 2.4% in April. I've never heard of a 2.4 unemployment rate on a statewide. That is also a new low, Winter said. And a percentage point below the U.S. unemployment rate of 3.4. We're 30% below the national unemployment rate. The state recorded 72,900 people unemployed and looking for work, another new low. It's the lowest unemployed number of Wisconsinites also. We expect the unemployment rate to remain low, Winter said. Jobs appear plentiful and employers continue to hire. Well, until Republicans blow up the economy, Dom.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens there. More from Eric Gunn at the Wisconsin Examiner. Wisconsin's labor force participation rate, a measure of how much of the population over 16 is working or looking for work, has reached 64.8%, which is a 2.2 percentage points over the rate for the U.S. as a whole. Employment, unemployment, and participation in the labor force data come from household surveys. We know all this. April job growth took place in virtually all sectors, according to the DWD. Manufacturing gained 5,700 compared to April of 22. Construction was up 4,700, and retail up 7,700. Health services up 8,900. Leisure and hospitality up 8,200, all over the 12-month period. While housing has hit a bit of slack after an extended growth period in Wisconsin, Winters said he expects construction employment in particular to stay strong for highways and other projects supported by expanded federal infrastructure spending. Well, we'll see if that continues. Initial unemployment insurance claims as well as continuing claims are also record lows, Winters said. If people are losing their job, they're laid off or leaving, they're getting rehired at historically rapid rate. I mean, I don't know how an employment report could get much better than this. Since the employment rebound after the initial job crash early in the pandemic, Department of Workforce Development has repeatedly pointed to an aging Wisconsin population as a looming hurdle for the state when it comes to helping employers fill job openings. In the near term, Winters said, older workers are staying in the workforce and a number of younger workers in their late teens are entering the workforce, further boosting labor participation. The underlying work challenge remains demographic. Simply, baby boomers aging out of the workforce. This is true for every occupation in all geographies.
Dominic, I wanted to point out, I've got two teenagers who have both entered the workforce. One's still in high school. He's working during the school year. The other one, now he's off college for the summer. They got him back working again. Everybody in my household is working, but the one thing I think that Republicans continue to ignore, and I know that this is broadly the story of the state of Wisconsin, but Republicans, they bemoan the lack of workers here, right? But they wonder where...
Let's get the 14-year-olds to serve some liquor, right?
But what happened to the 20-somethings? My daughter doesn't live in the state of Wisconsin anymore, and I cannot imagine she's going to return to the state as long as we have, what, anti-abortion policies where abortion is banned? If she does not have control over her reproductive health, why in the hell would she want to live here?
Right.
How about prohibition on marijuana? I mean, I know it's been an issue for us since college. We've been harking about it on the radio for more than a decade.
Early innovators.
But if we didn't have the benefit of white privilege and, you know, just a complete disregard for whatever laws are on the books currently, you know, this could really cramp a guy's style. Right. But if I was a young person, I had these sort of decisions to make, why would I go to a state that doesn't expand Medicaid, doesn't believe in mass transit or investment in infrastructure, continues to make decisions that are contrary to what's in the best interest of their constituents? And it's really just what, about giving big donors tax cuts? Because that's all these Republicans are left with, playing Santa Claus for rich people that didn't really need the benefit.
But why would the kids donate to the campaigns? You got to serve your clientele.
But why would the kids stay in Wisconsin? Why would they stay on the farm?
For the weather.
Yeah, that must be it. The great, great weather, Dom.
Crudy, Eric Gunn wraps up at the Wisconsin Examiner, specifically regarding the baby boomers aging out. In response, the state continues to focus on opportunities for people who have been overlooked as potential workers and for whom the state has programs that we're trying to do to bring all these folks back in. Acknowledging it's a favorite phrase of his when describing Wisconsin's task, Winters added, "We need everybody we can find and everybody trained up to the max and get them employed and continue to fill the jobs that employers are looking for and keep the economy growing." Eric Gunn reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner.
Yeah, but they're anti-immigrant. Not talking about the Department of Workforce Development. Of course, the legislative Republicans in charge are anti-immigrant. So we're not expanding our labor pool from outside sources. And then the kids that go to high school and graduate successfully, well, they get the hell out, many of them. I mean, we already saw a migration of so many qualified state people. Remember when Scott Walker in the Act 10, and he went after the unions, and he went after the labor and the teachers, and he villainized them. And some people said, you know what? I'm getting the hell out. And we lost a lot of good Wisconsinites. Some of them still call me. I got friends. They used to live here, but they don't anymore. Yeah. There are Badger expatriates, especially all across the warm parts of the nation. They moved out. And the kids, they continue to move out because there's very little to keep them here. And the unemployment rate, that's great. But we're going to struggle to grow this economy if we can't find a labor force. And if Republican policies continue to chase the best and the brightest away. I wish I could invite Kelsey back. Why would she stay? Why would she stay? I would discourage her from living in this state. I mean, I saw Latinos are beginning to question whether or not they want to live in the state of Florida or the state of Texas because it's getting downright, you know, let's just say not friendly to live there for them anymore. Well, it's the same way for the kids.
That's one way to put it. The NAACP put out a travel advisory for Florida, the state of Florida, with lots of liberal cities in it. I know the mayor of Tampa had something to say about that. I'm sure the people in Key West don't see themselves as conservative as much as DeSantis. I mean, you've been down to Key West, Curtis. You've been there, man. You know what a party it is.
Why would any young woman ever come to the state of Wisconsin if she doesn't control her own body while she resides here?
Because Robin Voss knows better. Just listen to Papa Voss. He'll tell you what to do.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Listen to Papa Dom or Crudy.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
10 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 52. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. More clouds than sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 41. Highs around 61. Thursday, under clear skies. 68 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway
or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is the Shaw.
5:40 a.m. and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank you for staying. Do not go. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
My cousin Patrick introduced me to The Clash on Christmas Day, 1982.
Oh, well done.
First time I heard that song. Pretty sure we listened to the whole album. Us young teenagers didn't really appreciate the Christmas vibe going on at the household. So,
well, Clash, I mean, that's a good one to turn to, Michael.
An excellent one. And, Dom, I got some breaking news.
Ooh, what's that?
Green Bay Title Town will host the NFL draft. It's just been announced moments ago. 2025, we at WGBW, because we play out there, Dom, we're in Green Bay right now. Green Bay will host the NFL draft. Talking about a party.
Oh, man, we haven't had a draft party in years. We used to do it on a weekend, right? And now they spread it out and started on like a Thursday.
Buddy, it will be a multi-day extravaganza, and it's happening in Green Bay.
Excellent.
And I think we do like a radiothon, man. We stay on the air for like 3 days straight.
Hutch.
Something like that.
All right, we'll talk about it. We'll put it on the calendar.
844-967-2789. Also, I've got all sorts of events. I'm planning out our summer, Dom. I hope you join me for a few of them. I know you're always a no until you're maybe.
I got to be convinced, man. I got things going on. I got priorities, Crudy.
Well, what about your old stomping grounds? Here's specifically. And
what's that?
I'd love to ask the audience. 844-967-2789. Important events. Now, we've been encouraged to go to the renewable energy event up in Stevens Point. I know Dynamo Dave from Duluth keeps asking. But the EAA, the Experimental Aircraft Show in Oshkosh, I haven't been to that since my kids were young, man.
Yeah, I haven't been there in probably 25 years.
Well, guess what? I think we're going this year.
Oh, really?
Taking the show on the road down to EAA. I know you like Fridays. Maybe we'll do the Friday going into the big weekend. You can come up to Osh Vegas on a Friday, man, and do a show, wouldn't you?
Not too far. Yeah, man. Sure.
So anyways, we'll plan for that.
We got lots to do. Lots to do.
So plan for that, like July 28th. I think that's the Friday.
2789. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I'll get to it. But specifically, back to the reporting here we talked about, the unemployment rate, record employment, record low unemployment, very high, if not a record participation rate, and record of those who end up getting let go or leave their jobs rehiring in other positions. Now, when's the last time you heard any Republican here in the state of Wisconsin or around the country talk about how great it is that we've had, this low unemployment, record low unemployment, 2.4% unemployment in the state of Wisconsin? Are you kidding me? 3.4% nationwide?
Buddy, if the unemployment rate had been that low in 2016, Scott Walker might have made it to Iowa.
Maybe. He's pretty bland, though. Maybe not. But what do we see? What have we heard? I mean, even most recently, and I heard Tim Scott today. Tim Scott, the senator from what, South Carolina?
Presidential candidate, Tim Scott.
Man,
now
he's in. He is in. And he we'll perhaps get there in more detail, but I want to focus on one of the things he said in his speech. My mama said we could be victims or victors, and she chose victorious. But under President Biden, our nation is retreating away from work and dignity. I think to myself, what are you talking about? I mean, literally, what a BS statement. You have no dignity if you say something like that. Under Biden, we have 3.4% unemployment. State of Wisconsin is 2.4%. So I don't think we're retreating away from work, Mr. Scott. And it brought me right back to the last failed Republican gubernatorial candidate, Tim Michaels. What is it with the Tims? This is what he said. Oh, we got to get people off their couches, get them back to work. We created an entire class of lazy people during COVID. It's time to get them back engaged in our economy and stop sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone.
What?
But they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy. There is not an unemployment rate that a Republican, low enough for a Republican not to try to use it to bash working people. We're at 2.4% in the state of Wisconsin, Republicans. How about attaboy?
Remember when we first started doing this show, Dom, and we had John Boehner, then the Speaker of the House. Where are the jobs? That was the question. It was asked during our opening of the Devil's Advocates radio show, old school.
Yeah.
And that was way back when the unemployment rate in the United States, let's see, we started this show in 2011, Dom. The unemployment rate was hovering between 8.8 and 9%, depending on when you think our official start date was. Under Obama, we had what? 75 months of continuous job growth in the United States, to the point where we had to get rid of that stupid, where are the jobs? Because all we had was great job report after great job report. Now, let's not forget, the state of Wisconsin was trailing the nation under much of Scott Walker's reign because most of his policies went to the benefit of manufacturers, and he was looking for welders constantly. Wisconsin needs welders. That's what he told the people. But the unemployment rate, Dom, when Donald Trump was elected president, if you believe he won, was 4.7%, November of 2016. The unemployment rate, let's just say April of 2020, 14.7%. Of course, there's a little pandemic going on there. But when Trump left office, the unemployment rate was 6.7%. The current unemployment rate under Joe Biden, 3.4%. The unemployment rate in the state of Wisconsin under Tony Evers, 2.4%. When's it going to be Democrats Make Jobs Day up in here?
Right.
Should be every freaking day, but they never acknowledge that, do they, Dom?
No, they do not.
And that's why we do a radio show, just to bring these things to your attention. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Are you feeling better off than you were a year ago? Many of you might say no. We'll see. 844-96-PARTY.
Stop just sending them the unemployment checks, the COVID subsidy checks, which I know are now gone, but they were getting them, and that's how they got lazy.
Seems like everyone is divided these days.
Oscar is frozen custard. The other, root beer at John's Drive-In.
Can't we find some common ground?
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The City of Wisconsin Rapids and American Legion Post 9 will hold their second annual Veterans Honor Walk from Memorial Day through Veterans Day. 40 banners celebrating veterans will hang on light poles along Grand Avenue from 8th Street to City Hall. They will celebrate the unveiling at McMillan Library on May 26th from 2 to 4 p.m. The Rudolph American Legion Post 485 is holding their fourth annual honor walk. The Legion installed banners along Main Street and Grotto Avenue to celebrate military veterans with their names, a photo, and the years served. They are on display until Veterans Day in November. The State Senate holds its first hearing on the Shared Revenue Overhaul Bill today. Lawmakers want to use 20% of the state's sales tax income to send more money to local governments, but Republicans disagree on how to raise sales taxes in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 51 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, high of 63. 38 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Bright sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 66. 73 Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Oh, those poor conservatives. How are they ever going to drink some watered-down beer before? Again, I mean, don't worry, folks. There's still Coors Light.
So let's see what we got here. The NFL draft experience. This was stunning to me, Dom. Let me see. Where is it? The NFL draft has become one of the biggest, most anticipated sporting events of the year since 2015. more than 2.2 million fans from across the country have attended draft festivities in person. And the 2023 draft, which was held for 3 days, attracted 54 million viewers and 312,000 fans in person in Kansas City.
100,000 a day, dude.
That is a party, brother.
Yeah. Green Bay, here we come.
We'll be partying in Titletown for the NFL draft. That'll be during the, the second Biden administration, we hope. Right? 844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee, a new friend. Welcome, Karina.
Hey, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know what? About the lawn, they actually giving you tickets in Bayside. They drive around with with a ruler and actually measuring your grass. And if it's more than their understanding of a length, of a tallness of a grass, then they give you a ticket about $150. I got one once. Yes, swear to God, Bayside, Wisconsin. They drive on those little like a golf carts to the each lawn, and if they see that the grass is long, they will measure it.
Karina, who is the grass Nazi precisely? I mean, is there like a designee of the municipality writing out the your grass is too long tickets? Because that doesn't sound like a very good job to me.
Yeah, it's the village. It's a village. It's a Bayside village. Actually, Bayside considered to be Milwaukee County, even. So I don't know if it goes through a whole county or something. But this is ridiculous. Besides the point that they also charging and giving tickets to people when you don't clean a snow on your own driveway. I mean, come on now. Am I paying taxes for this? Can I please have my driveway in the snow? Who else is walking on my driveway but me?
Well, I could understand the driveway. Now, if you have the sidewalk, of course, going across your driveway, that should be plowed or cleared, don't you think?
No, we don't have a sidewalk.
Oh, there's no sidewalk. Why do they care then, Karina?
They don't want people to walk around who doesn't live in there. This is a political issue because they don't want the city water. They don't want the sideways. They don't want bus stops anywhere near to Bayside or Macron or anywhere around it because the people doesn't want another people to come across the bridge and walk around.
So, Karina, if Dominic lived in your neighborhood, you'd be glad to have no sidewalks.
I can walk on the street, man.
Yeah, but people, I mean, even though we have at least once a year, we have an accident when in the night or a dark or a windy, stormy, whatever it is, people walk. They're taking a walk, and the other people are driving, don't see them, and they hit them. We have a couple times killed people, like by branches. Like, you know, couples are walking around. There is no walk. They have to walk in the streets. Teenagers are driving. And it's in the middle of the evening and in the winter, and they don't see those people. So.
And it's dark, right? I mean, I was just in Bayside today, Karina. There's a bike path. There's no sidewalks, and there's very limited streetlights, if I recall correctly. So you drive around the village in the nighttime, man. You don't know where you're going.
No, you're suicidal. Absolutely suicidal. And about your comments on the job and the Trump and general and Republican, listen, they concern about rich people who give them money for whatever they needed to go for vacation, for schools, for become a senator or a sit in the senator or whatever. For they just worried about the people who's giving them money, but not the people who are born disabled and need Social Security check. Not the people who's delivering babies as they made them to and have evict checks and they taking it away. Not about those people. They can go ahead and just disappear because there is no good out of those people except that they're spending more money on the rallies to keep them at home, and they shouldn't vote at all. So we shouldn't vote, we shouldn't eat, we just should deliver the babies and shut up.
Yeah, that seems about like their plan, Karina. Thank you so much for the call. 844-967-2789. I like to push back, but I mean, it seems like a pretty good summary.
Shut up and dribble? Isn't that what they said to LeBron?
Have those babies and shut up.
844-967-2789. Dom. So the American economy, depending on who you ask, the state of Wisconsin economy doing quite well. And I think the, you know, Main Street bounce back grants, I think actually have inspired a lot of small businesses here in the state of Wisconsin. Perhaps the most encouraging thing that came out of the federal dollars here was the bounce back grants. Because I'm tired of seeing decimated Main Streets in my state. Because the Walmarts and the super centers, which get subsidized by my taxpayer dollars, because they never paid sufficient salaries or wages to their employees. But in the state of Wisconsin, we had like 5 Walmart super centers. And we were subsidizing each one by over $1 million a year for their employees to get social safety net benefits.
Right, they didn't were not pay them paying their employees a high enough wage, so then they would be qualify for safety net programs, and that costs money. So essentially, putting the cost of those employees on the taxpayer—it's like it's almost like socialism.
Well, Dominic, I went to 2 hardware stores over the course of the weekend. One owned by the rich guy that used to give Scott Walker a lot of money, probably got us thrown off the former lefty talker here in Madison. Our criticism of, let's just call him Menards for namesake. But, you know, I went to the local shop, and I might have spent a few more bucks, but I somehow felt better going down to the local True Value Ace Hardware.
Hey, Ace franchise. Is a place for me.
Come back. You're in the right place. You're listening to the Devil's Advocates. Hour 2 is next.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
When it comes to hair and makeup artistry, there is only one salon that you need, Raven and Blonde. Their stylists are passionate about their work and committed to giving you the best service possible. From precision cuts to perms, balayage to dimensional color service and more, the Raven and Blonde stylists do it all. Book your appointment today at ravenandblonde.com. That's ravenandblonde.com. Raven and Blonde, where hair and makeup artistry meets exceptional service. 157 South 1st Street, Milwaukee.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 52 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 59. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 41. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Dry with temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Yes, I got what I deserve.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Matt Rothschild, he's Batman. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He's in studio in Madison with Crudy.
Talking Matt, thank smack you to for Crudy.
Sticking around. Matt, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, tracking all the money and politics. But I got to ask you, man, you at WisDC, do you guys and the team over there, are you tracking the money in the U.S. Supreme Court? Because there seems to be a whole lot going on over there, Matt. What can you tell us?
Talk about needing a conflict of interest and ethics policy up at the highest court of the land. I mean, it's so corrupt. So corrupt what Clarence Thomas has been doing, getting millions of dollars on vacation trips, on yachts of his friend, the right-wing billionaire Harlan Crow.
And don't forget another $25K for Jenny.
Another
$25K for Ginny. The grandnephew gets free tuition. The mom gets the house paid for that she's still living in and gets it redecorated. I mean, this is just an enormous amount of cash he got from this donor, who's a lawyer, whose law firm has appeared in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. Did Clarence Thomas recuse himself? No. Did he disclose like he's required to? No. And there we have Chief Justice Roberts just saying, you know, we can take care of things ourselves. And they're not doing squat.
Matt, I want to ask you a story a little closer to home. Bob Spindell. A judge has recommended that Bob Spindell's vote on the case of Bob Spindell. Because Bob Spindell, of course, is a Wisconsin Elections Commissioner.
Which is
but
unbelievable.
But also a participant in the fake elector scheme. As well as a guy who brags a lot about
racist voter suppression.
Yes, let's call it that.
I mean, just for you put it that way, it sounds really bad, giggles. Man.
But Judge Remington said today he plans to issue a written order next week after the plaintiffs, Spindell, the elections commissioners agreed the commission should reconsider the complaint without Spindell's participation. The guy got the vote on whether or not he was at fault, and he, of course, voted he was not. But so did the rest of the elections commissioners. And I'm not clear, Matt and audience and Dom, that this is the venue. If they have committed a fraud, they should be prosecuted. This is a prosecutor's decision. And I look at the top prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin, the AG, Josh Call, our buddy, and say, where you at, Josh? And even there could be an aggressive Dane County, because this, of course, happened on the very same day when the Wisconsin Supreme Court, by a 4-3 ruling, December 14, 2020, said there is no other path for Trump. Barely upheld the results of Wisconsin's election. But an hour later, these false electors committed a fraud and said, we vote for Trump anyways, even though they knew there was no legal passageway to this ever becoming a valid outcome. So, Matt, A, where's our AG? And B, it doesn't matter if Remington, the judge, is like, this is so clearly a crime. I think he's saying between the lines, like, do something about it, right?
He's also saying you can't have a fair hearing when the accused is acting as his own judge in the case, which is what Bob Spindell
judge,
was doing.
Jury and executioner.
But look, I'm totally with you on Josh Call. Our attorney general, the leading law enforcement officer in Wisconsin, has an obligation to investigate and, in my opinion, to indict these false electors. I mean, look what happened down in Georgia. A bunch of those false electors took immunity in the case.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
They need to be investigated for it, and I want Josh Call or issues on to do it, but I do want the Wisconsin Elections Commission to take seriously this complaint filed by the great folks over at Law Forward. They made credible allegations that these false electors violated our elections law. And so you got to go first to the Wisconsin Elections Commission on that. And if they continue to vote against this investigation of the false electors or continue to find that there was no wrongdoing, Law Forward can go into civil court there and say, you know, you guys got to go after these guys because the Wisconsin Elections Commission didn't do it, but you guys can't.
Well, Matt Rothschild, I recommend that you tune in right here on Civic Media because we've got our own Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, Mark Thompson. He does the Paul Revere show right here at 7 o'clock. If you tune in, you can hear it.
And if you can call in and ask him, you know, how
if you would like, 844-967-2789. I believe it's the same phone number, but Marco's live at 7:05. So you can ask him if you care to. But the last time, Mark and all the Dems and the other two Republicans and Spindell, 6-0, said that ain't really our jurisdiction. Yeah, that is my understanding.
I'm hoping that a caller will ask Mark why he and Ann Jacobs decided not to vote in favor of the complaint brought by Law Forward, and let's hear what he has to say.
Well, you can appear as a guest on one show and call it.
You can always, we take all calls.
I'll disguise my voice.
Matt Rothschild, Executive Director, Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I jumped on the elections website. Wisconsin's commitment to election integrity. This is a Wisconsin Elections Commission. And just bear with me, if you would, please. The commission takes any allegation of election misconduct seriously, whether it is by candidates, voters, political parties, or other groups seeking to influence the outcomes of elections. Many areas of illegal election activity, however, are under the authority of local law enforcement, including police and DAs. In those cases, the commission and its staff stand ready to assist in the investigation of election complaints. That's interesting. And they have a line item. They list like 10 things, 9 things. Here's 7 and 8, briefly. Continue to proactively work with Wisconsin Department of Justice, DAs, and federal and local law enforcement to share information identified by agency staff or received by the agency that implicates a violation of Chapter 12 Wisconsin statutes. And number 8, assist law enforcement and prosecutors in specific election fraud and illegal voting cases by providing and interpreting information contained in the WIS vote related to an individual's voting method, et cetera, et cetera. So it seems to me that even maybe they don't have, Matt, the prosecutorial ability, they can certainly advise. I mean, isn't that what the commission is supposed to do? This seems to me like a legitimate complaint regarding election fraud, literal fraud, Matt. Your thoughts?
Absolutely agree. I mean, if they don't want to make a determination, they could at least say we're going to work with prosecutors, as it says in our guidance that you just read. Why wouldn't they do that? Why wouldn't they say we're going to work with the Attorney General of the State of Wisconsin on this?
Now, I interviewed Josh Call at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention, and that was the very same weekend that the Roe v. Wade was overturned, that the Dobbs case came down. That happened on Friday. I interviewed Josh on Saturday, and I certainly asked him about that, but I did ask him about the false elector story.
What did he say?
And it seemed his explanation was it's multi-jurisdictional, and it really takes a Department of Justice effort to investigate this crime.
That's U.S. Department of Justice?
Or that's what he was implying, or at least that was the answer, and I was not satisfied entirely because, of course, we know in Michigan, Dana Nessel, the attorney general there, has taken a differing tact. And while we have not seen any charges, we know that Fannie Willis down in Georgia, Fulton County, that is what, a county-level DA?
That's what issues
roughly
on.
Roughly the equivalent of the Dane County DA issues on. Well, if a crime happens in your jurisdiction, I think it is at the prosecutor's discretion. I don't think we're ever going to get the satisfactory answer we want from the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
I mean, why be a prosecutor if you're not going to go after a juicy case like this that threatens our democracy? Come on now.
Tune in. The Paul Revere Show. Putting the heat on. Mark Thompson. 7 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you, Batman Matt Rothschild, for joining me and Dom here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Always a pleasure.
Always great to see you, Matt. Man. Glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
Come back with us, the Happier Monday Happy Hour. It's next. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swollen. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.